Coming up, I've got a big phone, I've got a little phone, I've got a holy man, and I've got a devil incarnate. And we're gonna disco. It's time to watch before you buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. Before You Buy is brought to you by Stamps.com. Use Stamps.com to buy and print real U.S. postage the instant you need it right from your desk. For our special offer, go to Stamps.com, click the microphone, and enter Before You Buy. We're already discoing. Hey, welcome to Before You Buy. It's Twit's product review show in which we look at products, we get all the good, cool stuff in, and then we have our staff review those products, and we've got some very interesting things to look at. Let's start off with LG's response, I guess, to the Galaxy Note 2. This is called their Intuition, and we handed it off to Ayaz Akhtar, our giant phone expert, for his review. Ayaz?
I'm Isaac with Twit, and today I'm looking at the LG Intuition. Now, there's nothing wrong with the aspect ratio of your video. This is a 4:3 aspect ratio on the screen, a resolution of 1024 by 768, and this is a 5-inch device, which means this is about like a mini iPad. The first iPad had the same resolution, to give you an idea. And it does have a very strange form factor, very unusual for a phone. It's got some really cool styling. It's got a nice textured back here, decent camera from what I've seen. On the top, it's got a bunch of button array here. We've got a power button. We've got a little sliding door for your USB port. And this dedicated button for when you want to make a quick note, because this is effectively a Galaxy Note competitor. By hitting this button, you've activated the dedicated quick note function. So if you turn it around, you can see that I'm drawing with the included stylus, or I could draw with my finger. Now, this is a very large device. You'd think there'd be a home for the stylus, but as far as I can tell, that's a headphone jack, and this port's for USB, and this doesn't really work. It's not magnetic, and so you might lose that piece any given time. Onboard storage, this thing has 32 gigabytes of storage. It's got a 1.5 gigahertz processor, I believe it's dual core. The thing that makes this thing stand out, to me anyway, is that fast Verizon network on the back, 4G LTE. I've had great speeds with this device, almost felt like I was using Wi-Fi. The device is quite snappy. The real hang-up with this kind of device, no pun intended for a phone, is that it's just odd to hold. Taking it out of my pocket felt like I was taking a flask out of my pocket, because it has this nice textured feel here, and it's got this little door. There should be alcohol in here, but there's not. Or water, whatever you want. But this device did hold up pretty well when it came to just doing browsing and things. I just couldn't see using this on a day-to-day basis, because you either have to have a really like large pocket or a wide one. It's a really strange device when it comes to a form factor. On the pros, I've got to give it to LG for some pretty unique styling. I don't think I've seen a phone like this with this cool textured back, a nice door for the USB port. It's a pretty bold decision to go with a 4:3 design. So points on boldness when it comes to a device like this. Apart from that, the Verizon network is a great pro for a device like this. So you can see that the cons list is going to be a bit longer. There's no port for the stylus that's included, which you can lose easily. It's got a non-standard resolution, so when you're looking at apps, it might be stretched out, might look a little strange. On top of that, this thing's $150. There's a lot of other phones you can get. It's just outclassed by a number of devices. So is the LG Intuition a try, buy, or don't buy? Definitely don't buy this device. It's just very awkward to hold. It's got weird ergonomics. It's got a weird display. It's just a weird device. Where does this even fit in the line of tablets and phones? It's also very awkward to hold against your face. So I'm Isaac with Twit, and I'm telling you, don't buy the Intuition, because it's just strange.
Ayaz doesn't like anything. Actually, I'm a big phone fan. Tony Wang told us this came out in Korea when the Galaxy Note 1 came out. So it's kind of a little older, now making its debut in the U.S. And with a big phone, I would say get a Galaxy Note 2, which is a 5.5-inch display. This one is just a little strange feeling. I agree with him. The aspect ratio is odd. And you'll see that in some apps. They just don't lay themselves out properly. They're kind of weird looking. But, you know, I kind of commend them for at least trying something.
But no place to hold that stylus.
That's a mistake. I don't understand that. The S Pen just fits right in. You pull it out. It launches the Note app. I'm a Note 2 fan. I think that's the one.
Absolutely.
If you want a big phone, and we're all agreed. The panel agrees. Hey, Shannon Morris is here. She produces this show. By the way, thank you, I as actor, host of TNT, and, of course, Know How, which we do Thursday afternoons to show you how to do great things. Shannon is the producer of this show, and we gave her a speaker system to review. It's called the new speaker. Let's take a look.
Hey guys, Shannon Morris here, the producer of Before You Buy, and today I have the Splash By New speaker, which runs about $99 online. The cool thing about this speaker is that it's not only battery powered, but it's also water resistant. It has an ingress protection rating of about 55, which is IP55, which means that it has resistance to dust as well as water, but you cannot immerse it in water or you'll actually, well, you'll drown your speaker. Has a couple of different speakers on it. It has two peaker drivers right here and here. It also has a passive bass radiator, so you do get pretty decent bass out of this little guy, even though it's very small. It can fit in the palm of your hand. It's nice. It also has crisp and clear, really balanced music and vocals, so you can get decent call quality out of here because it also includes a built-in speaker for your Bluetooth phones or what have you. What? Oh. Hey, what's up, Alex?
Hi, Shannon. What's up?
Oh, you know, just recording a review. How are you doing?
Don't want to go to a movie sometime? Dinner or something?
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
And you can also get pretty decent vocals out of your music. So if you're listening to choral or what have you, it sounds pretty well. The design of it is really, really nice and fluid. It doesn't pick up a lot of scratches on the side of it. However, it does pick up a lot of smudges on the top. It has this aluminum casing along the entire outer shell, which does give it a nice feel, a nice design, and it'll look pretty classy wherever you put it. And it comes in three different colors, silver, red, and black. On the back, it has a couple of different outputs underneath this little rubber case. This rubber lid, it has your on-off, your aux-in, and it also has a micro USB. So you can charge it from your computer or from, you know, the wall. As far as the aux-in goes, works pretty well. I didn't have any problems with that. It does come with the wire, so you don't have to purchase one separately. And it also uses batteries, so you can charge it. Takes just a couple of hours to charge, and it runs for up to 7 hours. Not bad at all. It also has the built-in speaker, as I mentioned earlier, so you can make Bluetooth calls, and it uses Bluetooth 2.0. So it's a little bit on the older side, but the Bluetooth quality is great. I actually was able to walk away from here about 30 feet, like it said you could use it for that range. It even had obstacles. I had walls between me and the speaker, and it still worked just fine. It didn't go out at all when I was listening to my awesome Daft Punk music. I can still hear it. Wait. Oh, there it goes. Okay. No more speaker. So, my pros and cons of this guy. The pros, it's really durable. You can take it with you wherever you're going. You can take it to the pool. You can splash some water on it, and it does just fine. It's not going to drown unless you actually dump it in the pool. It also comes with a nice little travel case, which is very handy, and it fits very snug inside of it. The battery lasts a really long time. Long-distance Bluetooth, and it also has very good bass and vocals. Now on the con side, it does have that smudgy top, but it wasn't a big deal, and it cannot be immersed in water, or of course, you'll drown the guy. So all in all, I'll give it a buy. It's a pretty decent speaker. And again, my name is Shannon Morse, and this is the Splash By New speaker.
Thank you, Shannon. Snubs! At Snubs, you can also catch Shannon on ThreatWire, which is a show about security. You'll see at youtube.com/techfeed. Now, we're going to take a look at some gaming controllers. We have the wonderful Liz Romero here to take a look at something called the Green Throttle. Liz?
Hi, everybody. This is Liz from Twit, and I'm going to tell you about the Green Throttle controller. Currently, this started off just being for the Kindle Fire HD, but now it's available for other Android devices, and I wanted to give you my review and just show it what it can do. So coming with the Green Throttle controller, you have a box, and literally it's very simple. You get a controller, two batteries, and some simple instructions of install. That's it. Green Throttle tells us right now that this works for most Android devices. I tested this out, and it did work on a Nexus 7. So currently with the Green Throttle, it only has 6 games. This is still very new, and hopefully they'll be getting more games very soon. There are 2 that show up on the menu right now that will be coming soon. But currently, only 6, and only 4 out of the 6 are free. And let's go to the top, where I can show you how easy it is to link up these controllers. These controllers are linked up via Bluetooth. A minus with these controllers is, as soon as I want to download a game, it goes to the Amazon app place and instantly disconnects the controller. I have no way of controlling what I'm doing in the App Store with these controllers. So let's say I have my Kindle Fire, which is my portable Xbox or other type of system. I would have to go walk to the TV, click on it via screen, and then come back to maybe sitting on my couch where I'm playing with my game. A little inconvenient. I wish this did work in the app place. So why don't we look at some of the games that Green Throttle comes with the free app. So I downloaded the 4 free games. The thing with the 4 free games is they're all very simplistic. This is not something I would recommend for a gamer. Me being loving Nintendo fangirl, this was frustrating. Can I get a volunteer to play with me? Because you do have up to 2 controllers, sir. How you turn this on is, so I'm already connected. These have been connected before. So can you hit that green button for me right there?
I don't know. It's kind of okay.
Good job, Alex. Your father will be proud. Alrighty then. So now it's showing that it's blinking. It should be connecting.
It's blinking.
It's very sophisticated.
Oh, there it goes. We got a 2.
You're 2.
Okay.
Yeah, you're below me.
All right.
So all of the games are super simplistic. There is nothing to them.
You go left and right and jump.
Pretty much. Okay. Ready to eat my dust.
Oh, I see now I'm ahead.
Oh, you like the lag.
All right, we jumped.
One of the things I found very frustrating with this game is you constantly get lag in this game. I haven't found it consistently in other ones, but this one has issues.
All right, that was fun.
Okay, new game. And why don't we do some Crystal Swarm?
Mm-mm. Okay, so which one is me? Am I the guy? I hope I'm the guy.
Well, they're both named Neil and Yuri, so I don't know which is which.
The left one looks like a girl. It's got the purple lipstick.
So this is a very basic. Graphics are something, once again, I would actually downgrade this to a Nintendo. This isn't worthy of Super Nintendo. Possibly Game Boy, actually. So yeah, I'm going to say Game Boy.
As someone here mentioned, this is like Robotron.
Yeah, I'll work with that. This is painfully all you do.
It's a Robotron clone, a very simple Robotron.
This is all you do.
That was fun. Let's play another round.
No, I don't want to.
But it's wave 2.
They can wave all they want. In a nutshell, this costs $39.95 per thing. He's amused, but that's not hard. I, unfortunately, am not that amused. Wow. So some of the pros for the Green Throttle controllers is that you can actually have up to 2 players. So it's something where if you take it to work or if it's something you want to travel with, it's very easy to travel with. Big plus if you have some kids. This, you can just hook up into most hotel rooms. You don't have to worry about having a huge, huge game system to entertain some kids, which sometimes you need to do. Another pro is the price. $39.95. I can just get 1 controller, and it gives me, hopefully, eventually, a lot of games access on the free app. And for the cons, I wish, really wish, this actually would work with other games. I have plenty of other games like Plants vs. Zombies, old school X-Men arcade games that I would love to be able to put onto my TV and use a remote control with. But sadly, this really only works in the Green Throttle app. As soon as you go to the App Store, go into any other app, this instantly disconnects and you have to reconnect it, which is fun. Also, right now as a con, is it's new. So it doesn't have that many games, and I don't know what type of speed they're going to get into getting new games that are advanced and not sadly looking like this. Also, a con is very familiar design, but these seems like these would instantly be crushed under a child, which is something that I would only give this to. Any person who's a gamer is going to instantly get bored with these type of things and be sadly disappointed with the graphics that they have. So, this is Liz from Twit, and I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to give this a don't buy.
What a surprise. Now, I have to say, this is not the only device like this. There are a number of companies making proprietary controllers for Android, and it just doesn't make a lot of sense when you could, if they could only, you know, well, I had to look it up, and in fact, Android 3.1 and later, there is an API for controllers, so why don't games have a standard API for controllers? Why isn't there a standard controller out there? I don't know. It's a mystery, a puzzle for the ages. Can't really recommend a controller that only works for the few games, though, I have to say. Thank you, Liz. Liz Romero, who runs the back office over there and is the one you'll see bouncing on the ball all the time. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got an inexpensive Android phone to take a look at, a Plantronics a game headset, and Padres here with a disco dance application. We're going to have some fun dancing. But first, let me tell you a little bit about stamps.com. You know, if you're in business, that the last thing you want to do is send employees to the post office. You might, it's like sending them to Siberia. Well, come back, right, if you get stamps. It's a big time sink. And why do that when you can get postage on demand with stamps.com? If you go to stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage from your computer and your printer. All you have to do is, in fact, we can sign you up for a special no-risk trial offer here. Now, this is postage for all classes of mail, everything from envelopes, print right on the envelopes with the logo, the return address. It even takes your recipient's address from your address book or QuickBooks or your website. You can also send first-class, priority, domestic, even international mail. It'll fill out the forms for international mail. You get the postage you need using your computer, your printer, and stamps.com. You don't need a postage meter or special ink. You can spend more time on important things like growing your business. Save at least 50% over a postage meter with stamps.com. Now, here comes the good part. Visit stamps.com and click that microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Enter our offer code before you buy. And we've got a $110 bonus offer, including $55 in free postage you can use over the first few months of your stamps.com account. You'll get our beautiful USB scale. I love this scale because you plop a package on there. You always have exactly the right postage for anything. You also get a supply kit and, of course, a month free of stamps.com. Give it a try. Stamps.com. Click the radio microphone, the offer code, before you buy. All one word. We use it. You should use it, too. Stamps.com. Father Robert Ballister, the host of This Week in Enterprise Tech, absolutely, every Monday on the Twit Network. It's great to see you.
Good to see you.
You're moving out here.
I am. September 1st, I will officially become a Bay Arean again.
And we hope you'll officially become a big part of the Twit
I hope so too.
Studio, because we love having you around. Well, what did you bring for us today? Is this something you're using around the, what do they call it, the seminary, the confectionery, the rectory, whatever. Yeah. This is for the party.
This is for the party. You know, we brought in a lot of small speakers. I thought, no, let's go the other way. Let's bring in a sound bar. So this is a Bluetooth-connected sound bar.
It's Bluetooth.
Yes.
Let's take a look.
The Disco is a Bluetooth-connected speaker bar from Supertooth, a French company that has manufactured more than 5 million sound-related gadgets from its R&D lab and factory in the Philippines. I bring that up because, hey, Pinoy's got to represent. The Disco is 12 inches long, 2.5 inches deep, and 3.5 inches tall. It weighs about 3 pounds with case and adapter and uses a soundbar design with two forward-facing speakers and a woofer. It uses Bluetooth A2DP 2.0 to wirelessly link with your compatible devices and can control those devices with a volume wheel and panel, which also toggles the functions of the soundbar. Input is rounded out by a standard 3.5mm stereo jack for connecting non-Bluetooth-equipped gear. Supertooth includes a padded neoprene covering with a lid that folds underneath so the Disco can be used while still in the case. The case includes a pull-out flap in the back to give you access to power and audio ports, and a grill that allows the subwoofer to breathe. Pairing the Disco with a compatible Bluetooth device is fairly simple. With the device off, you press the power button for 5 seconds. When the power light switches between blue and amber, the Disco is now discoverable. You then instruct your Bluetooth device to connect to the Disco, using the super secret to anyone who has never heard of password security PIN of 0000. The Disco will pair with up to 8 devices at a time. Should you attempt to connect more, the Disco will automatically discard the pairing that is least used. Though only one Bluetooth device can be connected at any given time, the Disco allows for simultaneous connections of devices through Bluetooth and the stereo jack. That feature is useful for anyone who wants to use the Disco as a desktop soundbar while still allowing for easy connectivity to mobile devices. We connected the Disco with several Android phones, an iPhone 3G and 3GS, a first-generation non-Bluetooth-equipped iPod Touch, a Galaxy Nexus 7, several laptops, an iPad, and a few generic audio devices. The Disco has plenty of power for its size. Supertooth equipped the Disco with left and right speakers, each with 8 watts of power, and a neodymium subwoofer with its own 12-watt amp. The 28 watts of power gives you a surprising amount of volume, and the enclosure makes the best of that power. The Disco's internal battery is rated to last between 3 and 10 hours, depending on how loud you play your music. I was typically able to squeeze out 9 hours of play while listening to podcasts, but one of my coworkers drained the unit in just over 3 hours with some loud, hardcore music that had most of us running for the exits. Standby power is rated for 1,500 hours, the approximate length of a drive through the boring parts of Kansas. Sorry, Kansas. The included AC adapter is small, light, and capable of charging the unit from dead to full in just under 6 hours, or continuously powering the Disco for when you're using the unit on a desk or a static location. As for audio quality, you need to consider what you listen to. If you're a classical music nut and anything but perfection drives you crazy, look elsewhere, as the bass-heavy Disco tends to muddle highs and mid-ranges during the quiet parts, especially since Bluetooth can introduce artifacts into the audio if you're in a 2.4 GHz unfriendly zone. However, for the vast majority of music types, I found the Disco to be accurate, full-sounding, and wonderfully room-filling. The Disco is available now with a 1-year warranty. You can find it online for $100. Let's get to it. When I'm thinking of cons of the Supertooth Disco, there are really two that come to mind. The first has to be, well, the size. This thing is definitely bigger and heavier than many of the competitors to the Supertooth Disco. That's because they have smaller speakers, smaller batteries, smaller overall subsystems, and they can pack all of that into a package that's maybe a fraction the size of the Disco. The other thing has to be the Bluetooth connectivity. While it's nice to have wireless everywhere and the ability to pair with multiple devices, Bluetooth isn't the greatest for audio. There are occasional times when you hear artifacting, and there are times when the A2DP kind of, well, craps out. The connectivity drops, and I get this weird state where the speaker thinks it's connected, but it's not really. Now, that's not a fault of Supertooth or the Disco. That's typically a problem with the way that Bluetooth was implemented on the laptop or device that I'm trying to connect. Other than that, it's quite rosy. This thing sounds really, really good. I also like the fact that they have multiple inputs. The multiple inputs is a big seller for me because it means I can have this connected to my desktop via a cable and have it connect wirelessly to my phone whenever I walk into my office. I like that. I also like the fact that this is far, far more powerful than any of the speakers in its range. 28 watts. 2 independent speakers plus the subwoofer. That just tells me that, well, they've given this enough power so that I could, say, use it in a small room and project a movie to, you know, 20, 30 friends. It's that powerful, and it's nice to have that in a portable battery-powered package. The last thing has to be, well, price. I mean, honestly, this is a lot cheaper than many of the competitors with far less power. Yes, it's a bit bigger, but you know what? In that bigger package, you get a lot of punch. So, buy, try, don't buy. For my money, the Supertooth Disco is a definite buy. I'm Father Robert Ballasaire, and this has been Before You Buy.
Isn't that funny? Because you can get smaller devices. We just saw one with the new speaker and the Jawbone Jambox that cost a lot more money than that.
Right.
This is only $100, but that's because they didn't have to miniaturize it enough. And with speakers, bigger is better. So if you don't mind carrying that thing around.
Right. It's a definite niche. It has to be someone who doesn't mind something a bit bigger because they want more volume.
Right.
They want to be able to fill a room, and that's really what this is for.
All right. Very nice. The Supertooth's been around for a while.
Doing Bluetooth, they've been around forever.
Yeah. Supertooth Disco. They've been around so long, they think disco's still popular. There you go. All right, now we've got Tony Wang, our editor in chief. I think you're mocking him because you keep giving him these little kind of throwaway Samsung phones to review. He's earning his way back to the Galaxy S4. I think that's the reason. He's got the Galaxy Stellar. But if you want to save money, this is a zero cost phone. Let's find out what Tony thinks. Tony?
Today I'm reviewing the Samsung Galaxy Stellar for Verizon Wireless. Now, stellar is defined by Merriam-Webster as off or relating to the stars, composed of stars, and or something that's outstanding. And after using the Samsung Galaxy Stellar, I have a different definition of a stellar. Now, for the specs of the stellar, we're looking at dual-core 1.2 GHz Snapdragon processor, 1 GB of RAM, 4 gigabytes of storage with only 1.5 gigs available for the user out of the box. Now, you can always supplement that with your micro SD card storage, which bumps you up to 32 gigabytes, which is, you know, average. And speaking of average, the display is only a 4-inch TFT display, not even AMOLED. It's 800x480, which is kind of awkward looking at your Android 404 menu and realizing that you're constantly scrolling because the menu is not displaying correctly because the phone software is expecting to have a higher resolution than 480. Running the OS, the phone is nice and snappy, no problem whatsoever, low resolution display, the processor can handle it. The spec that really made this phone not so stellar is the not so stellar 3.15 megapixel camera from 2008. Even though the phone does come with a 1.3 megapixel front-facing camera for your selfies, but 3.15 megapixel with no flash, because back in 2008, most phones don't have flashes. I think you know where I'm going with this. Pros and cons. Pro, the phone is nice and compact. If you're used to iPhone 5 and iPhone 4S or iPhone 4, this would be the same size phone for you on Android, minus all the nice display and camera and stuff. Another pro is that the phone is affordable, coming in at $30 with 2-year contract. And now for the con. If you're a power user, you won't be looking at this phone. This phone is very basic smartphone for first-time smartphone users who really don't know what they're looking for in their smartphone. If you don't need to take pictures, this might be the phone for you. If you're looking at this phone because of your own budget, another good choice on Verizon would be the Stratus 2. It's actually a better spec phone with a slide-out keyboard and a better camera. And the phone is actually free right now from Verizon with 2-year activation. The iPhone 4 is still available on Verizon for free with 2-year activation. Buy, try, or don't buy, I'm going to have to give the Stellar a don't buy. If you're looking for a budget phone on Verizon, you can get the iPhone 4 for free, you can get the Stratus 2 for free, and both phones are better spec'd and just overall better phone than the Stellar, which is not so stellar. I'm Tony for Twitter TV and Before You Buy, and this is the Samsung Galaxy Stellar for Verizon Wireless.
Less than stellar. See, you got to understand that Samsung has to have something in that zero price category, or as it is, $19 now from Verizon. And you do at least get LTE. You get 4.12. But I always wonder why people want to save money up front, because you're going to end up spending, because it's a smartphone, $70 or $80 a month for 2 years to own this phone. Might as well get a nice phone. You know, bite a little bit of that cost and get a decent phone. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it. Tony Wang, our editor-in-chief, the man who edits all the programming here on the Twit Net. Well, not all of it. All of it, except the stuff you edit.
Every show.
Personally.
Every darn show. No. He's responsible.
Just don't go to Padre's shot right now. That's otherwise, right. You might see an angry Jason Howe behind him.
Yeah, Jason's editing right now, even as we speak. All right, I was wrong. He doesn't edit anything.
He doesn't edit.
We give him an office. He sits there and looks, smokes a cigar. It's evil Chad. Now I know why you're evil Chad.
Instigator.
So you do a lot of gaming. Chad's the host of OMG Craft, our Minecraft show, and of course produces many of the big shows on Twit and edits them, I might add. Mm-hmm. Right?
I used to.
Not anymore.
Josh does now.
Who edits this stuff? All right. Right now, but you do play a lot of games, and I know there are games, especially Call of Duty, games like that, where you want to talk to other players in the game, so you're going to have a headset, and that's what this is for.
Absolutely. Let's roll the tape.
Hello, my name is Chad. I'm with Twit and Before You Buy, and today I am reviewing the Gamecom 780 and 380. These are made by Plantronics and are marketed as gaming headsets. These are very similar headsets in a lot of respects. I'm going to go ahead and cover the 780 first. This is mostly of plastic construction with a few metal bits here on the ear cups. What's nice about this is the inside is a carpeted sort of padding instead of, say, a faux leather or a real leather. I actually like this a lot as it was more breathable than some of the leather headsets I've worn, and I could wear this without worrying about sweatiness or or moisture buildup for quite a long time. I really liked the carpeted pads. Also, the headset ear cups swivel in, so you can actually lay the headset on your shoulders like this, and the microphone is still sort of placed where you would need a microphone. This, of course, cuts down on audio fidelity, but I found it really useful if, say, I was in a Skype call for a really long time. I could still hear people. The speakers are loud enough that I can still hear. The headset connects to your computer via USB, which I enjoyed. It works on Macs and PCs, and there's other features like the volume rocker and the mute switch. Volume rocker works exactly how you would expect on both Mac and PC, bringing up the volume slider on the PC side and bringing up one notch at a time on the Mac side. The microphone is noise canceling. It's about normal headset microphone quality. I wasn't blown away, but I wasn't. But I was happy with the quality. Now the other thing is that this Tau 7.1 Dolby Digital. This is a emulated 7.1 because there's only two actual speakers in this headset. I was underwhelmed by this. It really wasn't anything exciting. Nothing exciting. So the pros and cons on the GameCon 780. Pros: it is very comfortable. I could wear this for a long time. The swiveling ear cups was a really nice feature that I don't see on most other headsets, and it works just as you would expect with both Mac and PC. On the cons, this headset is loud even at its lowest setting. On both Mac and PC, I was setting it at 1 out of 100 to make sure that I wasn't blowing my ears off, which was because sometimes I want it even a little bit quieter. Maybe there's something that's really loud going on in game, and I want to turn it down, and it just mutes it because there is no lower volume. Now, let's move on from the 780 to the 380. So with the 380, this is sort of the little brother to the 780. The things that are different are there's a little bit less reinforcement on the headband here, so it is a little bit more flimsy. The ports on the other end are analog mic and headphone ports, so that may actually be a pro or a con depending on how your PC or Mac setup is. Other than that, it has a lot of the same features. It has swiveling headphones. It has the same noise-canceling mic. It is missing the emulated 7.1 Dolby surround sound. And there is a little bit less padding on the headband than the 780. And finally, instead of a volume rocker, you have a volume slider, which will slide from zero to full, and you still have the same microphone mute toggle. Now, the pros and cons on the 380. On the pros, it's still as comfortable as the 780. It also has those swiveling ear cups, which I don't see on a lot of headsets. And it is lighter. Because of the less reinforcement, it is actually lighter than the 780. Now, on the cons, it is definitely of flimsier construction. It just feels like it wobbles a little bit more. So, buy, try, don't buy for the GameCom 380 and 780. Both at the same time, they are both buys. In fact, the older brother, the 780, is the headset of choice that I use all the time. The fact that I can rest it on my shoulders, the fact that it has a noise-canceling microphone that's of normal quality, and the fact that it has a USB plug instead of the... I'm not a big fan of the analog ports on the 380, but I know some people may be. This is seriously my favorite headset, and it's the one that I've actually been buying for around a year now. So I really do suggest the GameCom 380 and 780. Thank you so much for watching Twit, and before you buy, I'm Chad Johnson. See you next time.
So the only difference between the $30 one, more expensive ones, is USB, the USB interface.
Well, and the construction is a little different. So you can see on the top, you sort of have this full band.
Right.
And on this one, you don't. You sort of get a half band. And you can even see in the metal reinforcement, there's a little bit, a little bit less compared to the other side.
In general, we recommend USB. You get so much better result.
Right.
It's worth the $30 more.
Absolutely.
All right.
Love these headsets.
Yeah, well, it's funny because we recommend their baby brother for all of our Skype calls.
Right.
Plantronics makes very good USB
They really
headsets,
do.
We think.
They really do.
Chad Johnson, producer and a host of OMG Craft.
Yeah, yeah. You'll
which see is me twice crafting. A week, Thursdays and Tuesdays.
Correct, correct. And then the first Saturday of every month, we do a course, a long, like, 45-minute course about a big topic in Minecraft.
And you're going to do Red Rocks?
Red Rocks. We're going to do Redstone.
Redstone.
Next Saturday.
Yeah. I'm a big, I play a lot of that Minecraft game. It's a good good
absolutely,
game.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yep. Thank you, Chad.
I'm glad you do, Lee.
Thank you, Robert. You look good in those. You look
you know,
one
about thing
to take
I didn't
off.
Even mention is what? That one of the reasons I do like this microphone is it stays very far off to the side of your face.
You don't breathe into it.
You don't breathe into it. You don't get that.
Because the thing about that is you can't hear it. Everybody else hears it and go,
right.
Stop it or I'm going to frag you.
Exactly. So
it's not something you want. Yeah. All right.
They scream noob.
Noob. Hey, we want to thank all our reviewers, Shannon Morse and Chad Johnson and Father Robert Balasair, Tony Wang. Who am I leaving out? Ayaz Akhtar. And we thank you for joining us. We do this show every Tuesday, about 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern time. That's about 2200 UTC on twit.tv. If you can watch live, we appreciate it. But if not, don't worry. Download a show after the fact. On-demand versions, audio and video, always available at twit.tv/BYB. Or on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/beforeyoubuy. You can email Shannon and tell her what you'd like to see us review. BYB@twit.tv. I thank you for being here. Remember, you gotta watch before you buy. We'll see you next week.